So let's bring on our Dr. Leah. Good morning, Dr. Leah. How are you today?
Well, I am great. How are you, ladies?
Well, we're perky.
And
we've been up for a long time.
It sounds
see
like
what
running
happens.
Up and down the stairs and doing all
That's my favorite thing. I mean, when that happens, that's my favorite.
That's good. Well, hopefully your blood pressure's not high from that.
You know, actually, I was really proud of myself. I wasn't terribly out of breath, and I thought, it's getting better. It's getting better. All this walking. I've been walking up the stairs now for a month or so.
Great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Five flights?
Seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Seven flights.
Yes.
Oh, because you come up from the basement.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's my tip today is on blood pressure.
Oh.
And exercise is great for lowering your blood pressure, but there's also a lot of natural remedies that are useful. At least to help. Of course, if you have really high blood pressure, there's probably more things to do. But some basic stuff you might have in your house are garlic. Now, garlic is used for a lot of things, but one of the things that it helps with as far as lowering blood pressure is it thins the blood, and it helps to relax the blood vessels. Plus, garlic, just in general, it's antimicrobial, antifungal. It helps to support your immune system tremendously. It also affects cholesterol and triglyceride levels, so it has a whole bunch of things that it's really beneficial for. I usually use a garlic capsule that's the whole garlic. It's not the, allicin in it. An extract called allicin, and they take the odor out, and that's not good. You need that particular part of the garlic to have an effect. So usually about 1 to 2 cloves a day is what I recommend for people with high blood pressure. Ginger is also a really good one. Oh, we have ginger around our house a lot. People eat ginger with their sushi. I mean, ginger is a great way to increase circulation. It also is a great anti-inflammatory, good for your stomach, good for nausea, and it also does help lower blood pressure and cholesterol. So it, too, has many benefits for your cardiovascular system, as well as many other things. Another one that's used, now it's not probably eaten a lot, but it's hawthorn berry. And hawthorn, I use as an extract, but you can eat it as a berry or drink it as a tea, and it helps to actually regulate the contractions of the heart.
Mm.
So if you have a little bit of a heart arrhythmia, it can help with that. It helps to strengthen the blood vessels, and it dilates the blood vessels, which therefore helps to lower the blood pressure.
Mm.
And berries, I would say hawthorn berry is specific, but berries in general, blackberries, blueberries, all the dark-colored berries are really good for blood vessels. So remember that.
That's a good tip. I didn't know that.
Yeah, berries are good on varicose veins for all sorts of things.
Mm.
Lavender. Now, lavender, a lot of people have as, not so many people drink it as a tea, but you might have it like in a sachet or use it in your bath or have it as an essential oil. And it is really good for the nervous system and for relaxing the mind and reducing stress. And, I mean, that's a big reason we get high blood pressure is we're stressed out. And so having lavender, even in a diffuser in your car, or in your house and kind of having it going through the air is really nice and calming.
You know, Dr. Leah, I want to tell you something. This is so important because, you know, my blood pressure is usually pretty good. I'm under 120 over 80 under that, usually 118, yeah. And I was having a very stressful day because...
Not because of me.
No, not because of her. Because
I...
She, yeah, because... Yeah, you did.
My plan is working excellently.
No, actually, my grandson was sick, and I was at the doctor's, and I was needed to get him from my son because my son had a flight. And my blood pressure was 140 over 90 when she took it that day. And I just... Literally, I realized, boy, does stress have an effect. And if you live like that all the time, mm-hmm. imagine what your blood pressure is doing. So you're so right. I'd never seen that before where, you know, my stress made my blood pressure go up that high.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
a little scary.
It's frightening.
Now, there's a certain point at which we need to have our blood pressure go up.
Oh, we do?
If you're laying down flat and you stand up, it has to go up to a certain extent to get the blood up to your head.
Oh, okay.
When people are laying down and they stand up and they get really dizzy, it's usually because their blood pressure is too low.
Oh.
And that has its own problems usually.
Yes.
To adrenal glands, but we mm-hmm. go into that some other time. So but blood pressure is important. It's just not too much.
What's the optimal number that, you know, you recommend? You keep hearing 120 over 80, 115 over 75. What do you recommend, Dr.
You know what? It's changing.
And okay, what is it now?
It's, well, 120 over 80 has been the standard for a long, long, long time.
Right.
And I still think that it's a fine blood pressure. There's reasons, I think, drug companies, the reason why they're lowering it so people will get on medication sooner. But generally, 120 over 80 is good. They're considering that they, meaning the cardiologists, I think, are considering it more of a pre-hypertension.
Really?
If it's 120 over 85, they want it to be lower than 120. Now, I have patients that have been wonderfully healthy with that blood pressure for years and years and years, and all of a sudden they're being told they have pre-hypertension. Well, that's not, I don't like that. And I think that that's fine. 140 over 90 for a long time has been considered the borderline of high blood pressure. And if you have three consecutive readings of 140 over 90 and higher, then you are considered having high blood pressure. And it has to be three consecutive readings, not just the one time you go in and get white coat syndrome and you're like, ah!
I knew that.
If you're at home and you take your blood pressure in the morning or sometime during the day, sitting down for 5 minutes before you do it, then that's going to be a much more accurate reading than if you're running in the store and sitting down really quick and taking your blood pressure at one of those store ones.
Yes.
So
right.
That's going to make your blood pressure higher because you just run around.
Right. Well, they need to come to see you because they need to make sure, because blood pressure is important.
Yeah, very
important. And if you haven't had it taken for a while, I'm not even sure about these you know, drugstore ones. You know, I'd want to go to a doctor and have them tell me what my blood pressure is.
And you want to talk to Dr. Leah. She's just a wonderful place to go.
And there's a lot of other things I use, actually. There's some basic herbs I just mentioned, but there's a lot of other things that are much more potent to bring blood pressure down that work wonderfully.
Yeah, do it naturally. Do it with herbs. Do it with garlic. You know, part of it is stress. Okay, well, if you eat two cloves of garlic, that person that's been stressing you out won't want to be around you because you've eaten the garlic and the stuff is coming out of your mouth. So, you see, there goes your stress. And it was all because of Dr. Leah. So give out your information, Dr. Leah, so they can find you.
Great. I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com, and of course you can always find me on chatwithwomen.com.
There you go.
Thank
All
you
right,
so
ladies,
much for
have a
joining.
Great day.
You too.
You too.